It's time for a Wesleyan Christian Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with head coach of the Mustangs, G.B. Miles. Wesleyan Christian falling to 1-2 on the season after a 50-0 loss this past week to a Christian school out of Fort Smith, Arkansas. And Coach Miles, if you could detail us on exactly what happened this past Friday.
They were a very experienced team, a lot of juniors and seniors, and a lot of great athletes, and they just kind of got on us early. With a couple of touchdowns in the first 3 minutes of the first quarter. And our guys just really struggled to get back in the game, fought really hard, but it kind of got out of control too quick for us to come back and make an impact and score.
You know, we talked a little bit about this last week after you guys fell to Depew, but all kind of in a learning process is, you know, once again, we can remind people that you've only got a couple of guys back that even played varsity football from the 2015 season. So even though it's hard to draw a lot from a 50-0 loss, it's still good to get those younger guys out there and get some reps and kind of see what it takes.
Exactly. Like I said, once again, we've got so many young kids that I think actually wore us down from having a good comeback last week against DP where we got down and we were able to fight back and play four quarters and keep going. Last week, you know, we got down again. You just saw that we just don't have that mental discipline yet to keep fighting on a consistent basis. And like I told the kids, we just need to keep going because all these things are character-building activities, character-building games that are going to help us later on in the future.
What were some positives you could draw on from the loss this past week?
Braden Cook did an absolutely great job at middle linebacker, had over 10 tackles again for the third game in a row, flying around, getting to the ball. Devon Foley running the ball really tough. I said they had some really big linemen and hard to get holes for him, but he kept chugging along and kept turning and making a lot of hard yards that weren't even there. He was just really doing a great job. And Austin Cobb, despite the loss, you know, really kept his composure at quarterback and kept leading the guys the whole game.
You've got Cornerstone Christian, a team out of Joplin, Missouri, this Friday. How is that going to work? You guys spending the night anywhere? You just driving up for the ball game? And what do you know about that club?
We know they're a club that had five kids go to college last year to play football. They went 5-4 last year. We're going to just go down and come back. The game has moved up a little bit earlier. Instead of 7:30, we'll have a 6:30 start. And like I said, they're kind of in a rebuilding phase like we are. But they have, I think, 6 out of their 18 kids play varsity football last year. So a little bit more experience, a little bit more successful team, has a tradition of putting kids in the college ball. But for us, it's another challenge that we're excited to take, and we're excited to go play in Missouri and show them what our Oklahoma football is all about.
It's Wesleyan Christian head football coach G.B. Miles. Once again, they're on the road in Joplin, Missouri this Friday, 6:30 kickoff, and that's going to be their fourth game of the season, believe it or not. Coach Miles, appreciate it. Travel safe over there, and good luck to you on Friday.
All right, thank you so much.